Welcome to the Victory of the Lamb podcast. We are a simple, straightforward Bible-teaching church located in Katy, Texas. If you're in the area, we'd love for you to stop by anytime. Otherwise, we hope you use this podcast to grow in your faith and be confident in sharing that faith with many. You can find us online at votl.org. We hope you enjoy this message. God bless your week.
Is it a sprint or a marathon? The Christian life. Is it a sprint that's fast and generally painless, or is it a grueling, difficult marathon? You know the answer to that, and so do I. The Christian life is a marathon, not a sprint. What would happen if you, while you're running your Christian life marathon, continue to tell yourself things like, "Wow, my back hurts. Oh, my shins are splitting. Everyone else is faster than me. How much farther? Not another hill." That would be a miserable, dreary race, wouldn't it? Compare that with, "Wow, my back hurts. Oh, my shins are splitting. This is not easy. And yet, I'm not alone. Other people are battling this too. The finish line is coming, I know that for sure. This pain won't last forever, but once I get to the finish line, my victory will last forever. One step at a time. One step at a time. Slow and steady wins the race." It's easy to see, isn't it, how the second approach would be a very different race than the first approach, even though it would still be grueling in both cases. And it would still be just as long. We want to run our race, live our Christian life with perseverance and endurance. God's word gives us that today. Let's dig into the scriptures from Hebrews 12, and I think you'll see what I mean. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." These verses begin with, "We are surrounded," not by enemies, not by people who are dangerous to us, but by a great cloud of witnesses, those on our side. If you opened your Bible and looked at Hebrews chapter 11, which comes right before Hebrews 12, of course, you would find that it's all about Christians who have ran their grueling marathon of life, finished with Christian faith, and gone to heaven. Abel, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Moses, Elijah, Elisha, and the servant girl who helped Naaman, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the women at the tomb on Easter morning, Peter, James, John, Paul, so many more. They ran the race. They crossed the finish line in Christ. They are in heavenly glory as we speak. They will always be in heavenly glory, and I guarantee you not a single one of them thought that living their life, fixing their eyes on Jesus, wasn't worth their time and effort. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who have finished the same race we are running. and then encourages us to keep going. The scripture continues, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." What if you were running your marathon with a 100-pound vest and telling yourself, "This hurts, it's so hard, another hill, oh no," all those other negative things I was mentioning earlier. What a terrible, terrible race. So don't let your sinful nature get the best of you, and I don't mean ignore it. I mean look it right between the eyes and throw it off. Throw off that piece of you that thinks you don't need God's help anymore and you're done growing in your faith. Throw off that piece of you that thinks that somehow Jesus hasn't quite paid for your sin yet and you still have to add something to it before you can be sure it's yours. Throw off that part of you that thinks earthly life and pleasure is where it's at, not an eternal home. Throw off that part of you that blames God that he didn't give you a painless sprint, but instead you have this grueling marathon that seems to be more grueling as the days, months, and years tick by. Throw off that sin. It's not going to do you any good. And drop it, not just anywhere, but at the cross. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. That phrase, pioneer and perfecter of faith, is a way to say Jesus is our everything with faith from A to Z. He finished his work and paid the price of our sin and trip to heaven. He started our faith. He's going to finish it. He got us into the race. He's going to get us to the finish line. So fix your eyes on him. Because when you fix your eyes on Jesus, you essentially are also fixing your eyes on the finish line, aren't you? You're fixing your eyes on heaven, which is your home, which is where you belong, where your permanent citizenship rests, not in the present grueling marathon. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Watch him run his race with perseverance, which is what we're doing today as we read through the scriptures from Mark's gospel of the last hours of Christ's life. You're going to see that God did not give his own son a painless sprint. And he was perfect. And he's the ultimate example of someone who didn't deserve it. You're going to see people mistreating Jesus, friends who are acting like enemies, betraying him and denying him. You're going to see enemies acting like enemies, roiling up injustice wherever they can, with cold blood in their hearts, no more, no less. You're going to see Jesus under a grueling spotlight, and you're also going to see Jesus run with perseverance. Listen to these verses, the last two, from Hebrews 12. "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Did Jesus enjoy the cross? The answer is no. It was painful. However, Jesus did have joy while marching to and being on the cross. Not because of the cross, but because of you. Because of us. He fixed his eyes on the finish line, not just his own, but of us at the finish line with him. That's what that phrase means. "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame." This cross isn't that bad compared to how bad it would be for me, the Son said to the Father, if we were in heaven alone. So for that joy set before him, thinking about us having our sins paid in full by him, thinking about us dying without the sting of death being the big deal, thinking about us living eternally, praising him in heaven forever, letting our song echo through the mansions of glory. That is what gave Jesus perseverance. The scripture says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. We set our hearts on Jesus. We set our hearts on the finish line. We are able to say, this step, one after the next, is painful, and yet it's not forever. What is forever is where I'm going, where I will be with my Savior forever. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Run your race with perseverance. And know that as you do that, Jesus, running his race with perseverance, had his eyes fixed on us. Praise God. Amen.
We know your time is precious. Thank you so much for investing some of your time with us today. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you be so kind as to click to follow our show and give us a 5-star rating? That's a quick and easy way to help us get the message of truth out to more people. Thank you so much. God bless your day in Christ.